Blog Talk Radio.
Ready to journey into the light. I am your host, Michael Long, and glad that you are here for another great show. And we are going to really be diving into connecting to spirit on the other side, as Amartran is our guest, and she is going to be channeling Oceana and the 24 enlightened spirits as they come together and take your phone calls. A great opportunity, an amazing opportunity to ask the spirit, this is so rare that this happens, that you're able to get a reading from the enlightened spirits, directly connect to Oceana and the enlightened spirits, 24 of them. Tonight on Journey into the Light. So call into the show, 347-884-8245. You're going to want to press the 1 on your phone now so that you get in line, as this show is only a 30-minute show, so it goes by very quickly. So you want to be in line to get a great chance of getting in, okay? Already have a number of calls in, and the recording when you call in doesn't say it, so it's up to us hosts to make sure you know to so that it shows up to us that you want to speak to our guests, to press the 1 on your phone, okay? All right, there you go. Good to have everybody here. Good to have Carol here in the listening audience. Hope Carol's doing well and everybody else. And we do have the I'll just put this out there right away. We do have all the contact information to get a private session with Oceana. The website is listed right there on the show page. And also email, phone number, all of that is right there. And the phone number, just in case you want to just jot down some easy digits, it's 808-345-5162. 808-345-5162. The phone number for the radio show one more time is 347-884-8245. And tonight, Oceana is going to be speaking about awakening to your inner soul. What a great topic that's going to be. So let's go ahead and join in here with our guest here, Omitron, to the show. So welcome back.
Hi, Michael. This is Omri Tam. I'm so delighted to be back on your show. And I asked Oceana what they wanted to speak about tonight, which was to awaken to your inner soul. So I'll just bring Oceana through. And for those who haven't heard a channel before, you will see that my voice changes and the being Oceana is moving through me. And we'll be speaking tonight on awakening to your inner soul. So if you just wait a minute, my voice will change and they'll come through me, okay? Hold on.
Okay, thank you.
All right, well, we are here. And this is Oceana. We are delighted to speak on this show and we are delighted to speak to all of you. For we have come from a different dimension. And we love coming to your dimension of light. And we want to speak about awakening to your inner soul. Each of you have a soul within you that has been coming back and forth in many lives, not just to this planet that you're on, but in other planets you've been on. You've all been on a journey to raise your vibration, to awaken, to be more conscious, to love, and to support people coming together as one in happiness, joy, abundance, and light. So each of you have an inner soul, and your soul is the magic within you, and it's what creates your life on the earth or whatever planet you have been from. Each of you, your soul, it's guiding you to raise your vibration, guiding you to allow yourself to meditate, allow yourself to what you call work together with others. Also, the inner soul brings out your magic, your ability to sing, to dance, to communicate, to create new things in your life, and to love. The inner soul loves humanity, loves life, loves the children's, loves your beloveds. The soul is just pure love. And when you meditate and you go inside and connect with your soul, you are raising your vibration, your human vibration, to share love, joy, abundance, money coming to you, new ideas, and to celebrate your life. So, Michael, we have come to celebrate all of you in your world as you are growing and awakening and meditating and coming together, because there are many, many teachers now who are enlightened on your planet. This is going to change your world and bring harmony here. love, peace, and harmony to the earth. I'm also open for any questions if you would like, or I can continue to talk for many hours.
Oh, God, I love listening to you. I know we have people that have questions too, so Oceana, why don't we go to the phone lines here and see what people's questions are for you. We'll go first, area code 805, California. Welcome. Can we get your first name?
Hi, this is Donna Michael. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Arthur John. How are you?
Hello. Hello, this is Amrita. This is Oceana coming through, Amrita. You know that? And what was your name?
Donna.
Donna. How are you,
yes.
Donna? Do you have any questions for me? I have been speaking about the soul. Each of you have a beautiful soul, and it is your meditation and your life. You can raise your vibration. What would you like to ask me?
For some reason, I think this is my last lifetime. I had an experience with my soul, and it was like I had the experience, and then I was at a garage sale, and I found a book, and in the book was everything that happened to me. So for some
wow.
reason, because of the book, yeah, it was unbelievable. It happened 30 years ago.
And what was the book saying to you? What was it about?
Well, it's that my soul progressed to a stage where God purged my soul. He purged it. And I remember fainting. I remember seeing a lantern, and I just went with it. I didn't know what it was. And then I remember going real fast, and I didn't know if I was going outside of me or inside of me. And then I came to a place, and I felt all this love and all this jewels and everything, and it's like I was in a wine cellar or something, but it was the most love I had ever experienced in my whole life, and it's something I'll never forget. I think that when I do die, the veil is going to come off very, very easily, and I'm going to be there in the glory of God. That's what I think.
Oh, that's so very beautiful, Donna, that you had that experience, because, you know, the divine gives people experiences so that they know they're more than just a human being, that they are a light being, a being of love and light. And so that was a beautiful experience, so that you were being given and your soul was being raised to a more conscious awareness of light and love and caring. Was that not your feeling afterwards?
Oh, yes. Yes. I never experienced so much love before in my life, in my whole heart, soul.
This is so beautiful, because you can share this to people in the world, and they can all know that each of you are loved, and each of you, when you meditate and you have an experience of the divine is always available. What's happening is sometimes the people aren't always available, but when it's time, the right moment will come, and the divine will give you a gift to let you know that you are a divine being and that you are on a journey to awaken. Beautiful
yeah.
gift you
yeah.
received.
Yeah, the meditation has really helped me. I've been meditating now for about 20 years. I meditate for 45 minutes every morning, and there are certain times I can't make it happen, but I'll feel this holiness, and it is the most profound, most beautiful thing. And then other times I'll walk the beach and I'll feel sacredness, and I just want to drop down and start praying. I can't think of anything. It's indescribable. There's no words for it.
Well, see, when you have that experience, you're all your chakras opened, and your soul filled your body with love and light. So your memory contains that experience within your brain. And so when you meditate and you sit, you are able to call forth the love that you experienced and are still experiencing, and the beings that you are connected with are helping you raise your vibration. And even speaking tonight is a gift for other human beings who may have had other experiences, because the divine is always there raising everyone when it's time.
I think so too. But it was the most beautiful experience I'd ever had. And you know, with death, I mean, I'm so not afraid of it. I just know that it's such a beautiful thing.
It's a different journey when you leave this planet and you move on and to raise your vibration and go on to a higher level of consciousness and light in God. There's different levels of that. And so that's a beautiful gift you had, and you're still carrying it so beautifully, and that also helps other human beings.
Oh, good. I'm glad to share that with others. Well thank you very much. So wonderful talking
You're welcome.
To you.
Oh, I loved speaking with you, dear one. Please have a beautiful evening and beautiful meditations, okay?
Thank you very much. God bless you.
All right. Bless Thanks you. For your call there. Yes. Let's go next to area code 609. You're live with Oceana. Can we get your first name?
Hello, it's Susan from New Jersey.
It is who from New Jersey?
I'm Susan.
Stephen. All right.
No,
Susan. Susan, Oceana.
Susan. Oh, Susan. Okay, sorry,
yeah.
I didn't hear it.
No problem.
All right. Sorry about that, but I didn't hear your name, but Susan is a good name, I think. All right. What would you like to share, or your question, or an experience you want to understand, or anything?
Can you pick up on any messages that need to come through for me?
Well, one thing that I can see, Susan, is you're raising your vibration slowly, and as you meditate and go inside, you will start experiencing the beauty of who you are. Also, I do see it be very good for you to meditate. But when you meditate, I think you should put beautiful music on, dance for a while, and then sit. And then everything will align in you, and you will have a deeper meditation. That's my suggestion for you.
Okay. Sounds good.
And I think you will experience the divine even deeper than before. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Have a beautiful evening.
Thank you, too.
Okay. Take care, Susan. Much love to you, my friend.
Thank you. Take care.
Love you. Thank you for calling, Susan.
Okay, let's go next to area code 724. You're live with Oceana. Can we get your first name, please? Are you there? Area code, you're live. We can't hear you. Okay, well, we'll just continue on then. We'll check back with that line. Area code 646. You're live with Oceana. Can we get your first name, please?
Kelvin,
welcome.
Hello, Kelvin. This is Oceana. We are delighted that you called in. Would you have any questions for me?
Yes, Oceana. I would like to know what's going on in my life. What do you see for me?
Let me repeat that. You want me to know... You want to know what's going on in your life? Is that what you said?
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
Well, one thing I can tell you is that it's very important for you to meditate. It's important for you to also go inside and find a group of people who are meditators. and to have friends who are more in the same kind of vibration of you, and you can raise your vibration by joining a group of meditators and learning how to go inside. One thing I can suggest for you, if you like to move your body or dance and feel that love and caring when you dance, and then sit quietly. And if dancing isn't your thing, and maybe walking faster and faster and maybe running, and then sit down and meditate. What do you think of that?
Yeah, it sounds good, but I really want to know what more, you know, what's going on with me, my life, or my career, whatever going on. Just I want you to tell me.
All I can tell you is that everyone that comes to the earth comes here to learn, to grow, and to work with other people, and to look for the deepness in their heart and love, and take time and meditate, and surround yourself with good, healthy people. And it's very important to stay healthy and to join a group of meditators. That's what I feel you need.
Okay, so concerning my career.
Say that again.
Concerning my career. Something I have passion for. Can you tell me what I have passion for?
Say that again. You want to know about your career?
Yes.
What do you do?
I do music. I was supposedly for you to tell me, but okay, I just told you. Music.
Music. This is what I can look into. All right. This is what I feel about music for you. When you are within the realms of music and feeling the light and the love that comes through you, your mind, your chatter mind moves away, and then your soul comes forth, and the music is sent through you, and that is when you're closest to the divine. So the more music you do or dance or with music energies, the more higher consciousness you will start raising in your heart.
Okay, that's good. You're correct. The next one is
We got to go to our next caller here. We're so sorry. We've got so many people on the phones right now. So we do thank you for your call there. Let's go to Pennsylvania. And Lillian, welcome to the show.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello, Lillian. Hello, Lillian. This is Oshana. How are you?
How are you doing today? I'm well. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well. I'm so delighted to speak with you and all the people, because I can send love to each of you and let you know that the more you meditate, the more you go inside and you celebrate life, the higher consciousness you will start rising with more beauty, love, and joy in your life.
I agree. I definitely agree.
All right. Did you have a question for me?
Yes, I have. I've been on and off with my daughter's dad for 10 years, and he's currently incarcerated. And I'm just really, mentally done with that relationship. And
know what you're saying. Can you say that again? What are you saying?
Okay, caller, can you come off speaker? Are you on the speakerphone? It's really hard to hear you. It seems like you're far away.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, that's better.
Can you hear me now?
If you can speak up a little bit louder.
Yeah. And what was your question? You have to repeat it because we couldn't hear you.
I said, I've been off and on. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Can you hear me fine?
We can hear you. Yeah, go ahead with your question, please.
I have a, I like this guy. His name is Hakeem. Do you see how our energy is connected?
I see that it will take a little bit of time, and that you get, you need to get to know him, and remember that when you're with someone, you want it to be from the heart, and somebody that you can meditate with and celebrate life with. And so that takes time to know each other, and it's a good thing to sit and meditate together or to dance and get to know people, yeah, the person, if their energy is right for you. Okay?
Okay. Is it, can you think that can happen, or is this like a crush that I'll get over?
Say that again, that word.
Do you think that can happen with him and I as we get to know each other, or is just
yes,
like a temporary crush?
I do think it can happen if you're both ready and willing to open up to each other and care for each other. I know that you are feeling that right now, and as you get to know him, you'll find out if that is right or not. But it's always
okay,
good
thank
to
you.
Get to know someone. All right, dear one. All right.
Okay, we thank you for your call there. Okay, rough line there. Okay. A lot of static there. But anyway, all good. Oceana, any last words for the listeners before we wrap up?
Yes, I do. I love very much that I am speaking to so many beautiful people. I've come to the earth to help raise the vibration here by reminding all of you that you are all divine beings. And it's a very busy world you have. But it's very important for you to raise your vibration through meditation and finding a good teacher and meditating and connecting with the divine. For the divine is always there to help all of you and to open your heart to God by dancing, by loving, and by allowing yourself to enjoy life and be in your heart with yourself and others. When you're in your heart, you're closer to the divine. And gifts are sent to you slowly, slowly, as you wake up and meditate. Okay?
Okay, very beautiful. Thank you so much for joining us, Oceana. We look forward to next week's program.
Thank you so much, Michael. I love to speak to the peoples and encourage them to meditate and to connect with the divine. Thank you for your love and your program. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Thank
okay,
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. That's Oceana, as she is here on Sundays, p.m. Eastern Time. Coming up next, Maria Peroni from New York City, Psychic Medium, joins us. So everybody call back in to connect to the next show. As this show now is going to be ending. Thank you for listening.